Radio Land. Today is the Sabbath. The scripture says, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all of thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. We greet you. We are the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for this great door of utterance. Our pastor is coming to you today with the word of truth. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelist, to the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. We're glad about this opportunity to come to you. We are God's church. We are commandment keepers. We are Jews. We are Israelites. And we are striving to please God. Today we're going to talk about what it means to honor thy father and thy mother. Before we get into that thought, the choir has a number. Our deacon Dale wrote this number. Go back to Moses. Let's sing the song. Choir, sanctified soldiers are musicians. They strive to live for God. They don't play in nightclubs or play in other venues on other odd days when maybe we're not in service playing for some other venue. They play for the Lord. Yes. We don't just travel from church to church. If you're not God's church, unless you invite us for a program, we're not interested in singing in your venue. We're not entertainers. We praise the Lord. We have some announcements, Deacon. Thank God for you, Deacon.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day, we're here with you. We honor our evangelists and our elders and our deacons and all the saints. We're here to serve God, and we're here to share good news, truth, knowledge pertaining to the kingdom. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Now the scripture says, for what nation? And nation is a soul. Or it could be collective. What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? And it's a shame that the church world have discarded God's judgments and statutes, which is nothing but God's Ten Commandments, because they're upright and they bring judgment to those that will hear it. Yes. And I'm glad to know that. It's God's word. Now let's go to Exodus 20 and 1. The churchgoer should be the smartest, the wisest man in the earth. But if they don't have the true God, they're the dumbest. And I believe Isaiah, that's our brother, when he was here in the flesh, called these preachers dumb dogs, loving to slumber, cannot bark, cannot warn the people of the impending danger of that devil. They're blind. Blind guides. But I'm thanking God for his anointed that are going on. Our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, these I know kept God's commandments. And two, I set at their feet. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. What is it? It's God's word. What is it? It's law. What is it? It's righteousness. What is it? It's the commandments, because God commanded his word. Yes. Now, Exodus 20 and 1. Evangelist, what does it say?
And God spake all these words, saying,
what?
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt.
So if you come out of bondage, if this preacher is bringing you out of bondage, he or she should be introducing you to the Lord. And to be introduced to the Lord, you have to know who the Lord is.
Yes.
And God is getting ready to explain who he is and what he stands for. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt.
What? Out of the house of bondage.
So God's people should not be in bondage in the I can't help it phase or oppressed phase. God brought freedom to his people when he did. Loosed them from Egypt, and he did it through a son, mm-hmm. a leader, One that he sent. What?
Thou shalt have no other gods before
me. That's number one when God is talking to his people. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And the one that God sends is here to let us know the gods that are around about us. And that God is saying, come out and be and stay free and have no gods before me. Then God began to name all of the different types of gods and how you act, not to bow down to them. No, make any graven images. And gods have been made out of doctrines that is not of God, taken from God's doctrine, from God's order of service, and made gods out of it through ceremonies. And God is identifying these things. Now, what does the 12th verse say?
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
That what? Thy days may be long upon the land.
Land God is talking about is the land of Canaan.
Yes.
Which is the land of milk and honey, which is God's word.
Yes.
Which is God's spirit, which is God. If you want to be in God, that you might stay long in God.
Yes.
Honor thy father and thy mother. And to honor God means to love God.
Yes.
And love those that carry God.
Yes, Lord.
Let's go to Matthew's 12:47. Before we get into this thought, we really need to understand who and what God is referring to when he says, honor thy father and thy mother. Now, God said, call no man on earth thy father, speaking your heavenly father.
Mm-hmm.
We have natural fathers. And when he addressed the issue of who is the mother and brother and sister, he didn't include father because he's let us know in many scriptures, you have one father.
That's it.
In
yes.
heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't call these rabbis or different ones rabbi or these priests fathers.
No.
So that's totally out of line.
Yes, it is.
And we don't call you reverend.
No.
You're a minister? So be it. You might be a Pharisee, so be it, but you're not a reverend. We don't reverence you, and we don't call you father.
All right.
Matthew 12:47, what does it say?
Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee.
Now God took this opportunity to get into who is his mother and brethren, because that was his natural mother and brethren that was standing without, desiring to speak with him. What?
But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother?
Who is my mother?
And who are my brethren?
God is getting ready to identify this now. The Lord is identifying who really is his mother and brethren. What?
And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples.
Isn't that beautiful? Right in front of the midst of his family who were truly his brethren and mother because they were spiritual, because they were with him.
Yes.
He stretched forth his hands towards his disciples. What?
And said, behold, my mother and my brethren.
So don't get upset because we may say, now, if you're not doing God's will, if you're not keeping God's commandments, you are not my brother or my mother.
Right.
But when it says, honor thy father and thy mother, it's talking about those that carry God.
Yes.
Because the mother carries the father, and the brother carries the father, and the sister carries the father. And either one can be your mother, your sister, or your brother if you're doing God's will.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's
how
right.
plain is that?
Mm-hmm.
Stretch forth his hand toward his disciples, the followers. What?
Mm-hmm. And said, behold, my mother and my brethren.
What?
For whosoever.
Whoso, that means rich, poor, whatever race, he didn't get into that. Didn't matter. Jew, Greek, bond or free. Whosoever
shall do the will of my
whosoever
father.
Shall keep God's commandments.
All right.
Whosoever shall keep his word
and
do it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Which the will of my Father, which is in heaven,
which
what?
Which is in heaven. The same
one, what?
Is my brother.
What?
And sister.
What?
And mother.
So, God didn't ask us to honor someone that's not doing the will of his Father. Yet he did tell us about it. He said, honor all men. But you don't recognize ones that are not living for God as your family member. Even though they may be your family member, they're not your heavenly family member, and that's not who you recognize as your brother and sister and mother.
That's right. Right.
That's what God says. If you don't like that, get upset with Jesus. Don't get upset with me. I didn't set the bar here. I didn't make the rule up.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Yes. 50, read it again.
For whosoever
what?
Shall do the will of my Father,
what?
Which is in heaven.
Talking about those that will do God's will. Keep his word. What?
The same. Is my brother.
What?
And sister.
What?
And mother.
So you know, you people got a cult over there. You all don't teach love. What is Jesus teaching?
All right.
Because he stretched forth his hand, let you know, this is my mother and brother and sister. Those that do the will of my Father. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 5 and 39.
All right.
The scripture says, honor thy father and thy mother. So now, we honor all men. But you're not honored as a mother or brother or sister unless you're keeping God's commandments.
All right.
You might be a Baptist, but you're not my brother or my sister or my mother. You're not. That's what the Lord said. I didn't say that.
That's right.
I understand what he's saying. Because the Baptist is not doing God's will. The Baptists don't keep God's commandments because they don't live holy, and neither does the rest of them. Unless you're a commandment keeper, and we're not caught up in meats and drinks, and it's not about just the Sabbath. It's about all 10.
Yes.
Because if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. St. John 5 and 39, what does it say?
Search the scriptures.
Search the scriptures. What?
For in them ye think ye have eternal life.
Now, wait a minute. Ones want things from God. See you on the street and they see you with a tie on. You're a churchgoer. Yes. Pray for me. My brother and my sister, they are dope heads. Could you pray for them? They're not looking for prayer. But the one that's asking for, they may be a church goer, but eat their own bread and wear their own apparel. But when you invite them, come and meet the one that's going to pray for you. Come and meet the saints that I give this information you're giving me to pray. Meet them. Tell them your story. And more importantly, let's search the scriptures and see what God is saying.
Yes.
They want to hear that. Oh, well, I go to church. I have a church. Well, ask them for prayer. What are you asking somebody else for? Why are you going to be a moocher? You going to stop off and ask some other cult to pray for you too and throw a bunch of straws out there and see which one you can catch it and keep you afloat?
Not in God.
If you belong to a shepherd, you need not go any further if that shepherd is of God. I don't believe that those in Antioch sent letters to Peter, pray for me. When they had Paul there. Because they're one. But so many want things from God, but they don't want to give God anything. Everybody want to go to heaven? Nobody want to die. That ain't the way it works.
No.
Read it again.
Search the scriptures.
Search the scriptures.
For in them ye think ye have eternal life.
What?
And they are they which testify of me.
All right, so the scriptures is about eternal life. What's more eternal than God's word?
All right.
These 10 precepts are eternal. It's eternal life. Let's go to 1 John 5 and 11. It's eternal life and it's not going anywhere. And when you don't recognize every precept that God spoke, you don't honor God.
All right.
You don't love God. You don't respect God. You don't regard God. The Sabbath was made for man.
Yes.
And the Father rested on the Sabbath from his works. And in this place again, when we are rested from our works. But if you don't regard God or honor God, you pick your own day. It's called the first day of the week. Or you say, I'm going to observe the Sabbath day, which is the seventh day, but you start on six. That's not what God said. God didn't rest and end his work on the sixth day. He ended it on the seventh. At the end of the sixth, rather. and he rested seven. Yes. So if you're going to start resting on six, you must have ended your work on five.
Yes.
We don't start the Sabbath Friday night or the sixth day that night. We remember the Sabbath day. The Lord said there's 12 hours in a day. First John 5 and 11, what does it say?
And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life,
mm-hmm.
and this life is in his Son.
Now God has given us a record.
Yes.
Word of God is eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And this life is in
his Son.
His Son. So if you don't have this eternal life being preached to you, if it's not in the preacher, you don't have the Son that God sent.
That's right.
That Son don't have Jesus, because Jesus had eternal life. And it's called the Word of God.
Yes.
It's called the commandments. 12th verse.
He that hath the Son.
What?
Hath life.
Now if you've got Jesus,
beautiful.
You got life.
All right.
And if you have a life, you have the 10 precepts.
Thank God.
And if you honor God, you're going to keep all 10.
Yes.
And if you honor the Father, you honor those that carry the Father.
Yes.
And if they carry the Father, they should be carrying the 10 precepts likewise.
Yes.
He that hath the Son, what?
Hath life.
What?
And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
So if you don't have the Son of God that hath eternal life, you don't have life.
You don't have life.
That's plain to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 19 and 16.
All right.
Because the scripture says, honor thy father and thy mother. If you honor God, you're going to honor those that carry the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to honor those that have eternal life, that keep the commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Let's see what the Lord is saying here. Matthew 19 and 16.
And behold, one came and said unto him,
what?
Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Oh, they just pumped him up real good. He just really kind of spread the butter on him. But the Lord knows all men.
He does.
He didn't need any man testify of man, because he knew all men.
Yes.
Because he was in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good?
So he called him, why are you calling me good? Mm-hmm. What?
There is none good but one.
I always say this. It's good to understand what God is saying. If you're not one with God, you're no good, because the only good is one.
That's right.
God is one.
Mm-hmm.
The only one good is God. If you want to be good, you have to be one with God. You can't be one with God and sometimes with the devil. It don't work like that.
No.
To be one with God is when you are one with his word.
Yes.
And you're not one with God's word when you say you can't kill and steal, but you remember the first day of the week and say that's the day of rest. You're not one with God.
No.
Because the Lord said the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God.
Yes.
And if you honor God, you honor his day and you honor living holy.
Yes.
Read.
That is God.
What?
But if thou wilt enter into
now
life.
Listen what the Lord is saying, and we're saying the same thing today. If thou wilt enter into life, what?
Keep the commandments.
Isn't that beautiful?
Most beautiful.
So that's eternal life. Now, if the preacher is not keeping God's commandments, they don't honor God.
That's right.
And you don't have eternal life abiding. If thou wilt enter into life, what?
Keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments. Read.
Mm-hmm. He saith unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder.
What?
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
I believe that's the commandments. It reached that from the bottom coming up.
Right.
What?
Thou shalt not steal.
That's steal. You can't do that. What?
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
You cannot lie. And I don't believe you can remember the first day of the week and call that holy.
No.
It's not holy.
It's not.
And it's not the day of rest.
All right.
And when you don't remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, you don't honor God. When you lie, you don't honor the Father.
That's right.
When you take his name in vain and say, this is the day of rest, we're honoring it because he rose this day, You're making God's word a lie.
Right.
And you don't honor God. What?
Honor thy father.
Honor thy father.
And thy mother.
What?
And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
So, you honor those that carry God.
Right.
You honor the Father. And you love your neighbor because we love all men.
Yes.
Other words, I love them because I wouldn't do anything against them. I wouldn't do it to myself.
That's right.
But my brother and my sister and my honor is through the Father.
Yes.
And those that carry God.
Yes.
And moreover, we honor all men because if you honor one, you can love them.
Yes.
Righteously.
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 5 and 40 again. Let's go back
mm-hmm.
there. I hope you all are listening to what God is saying. Not what I'm saying.
All
I'm
right.
only reading the scripture.
Right.
Don't get upset with me or Brother Matthew or Brother John. You're not hurting them. They're gone.
Yes.
That's right.
And you're not hurting me because
no.
I didn't write this, but I believe it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? I'm only reporting to you what's been reported to me.
Yeah.
I'm reading you what I read.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 5 and 43, what does it say? St. John 5 and 43, I am come.
Mm-hmm. I am come in my Father's name.
What?
And ye receive me not.
Wait a minute, start the 40th verse. Let's read there.
All right.
Excuse
and
me.
ye will not come
now,
to me.
Now, wait a minute. He had eternal life. He told the young man what it was. And the young man went away sad. Maybe he came back, but he went away sad. And so many, when we explain what the word of God is, what it means to honor God, they go away sad. And the Lord saying, ye will not come to me. What?
That ye might have life.
What?
I receive not honor from
so
men.
So our honor is not about organizations. We don't have a string or seven or eight churches saying, well, we're the church of God established in Jesus. We don't have that. We're not looking for that.
All right, all right.
But the Lord said, well, there's two or three gathered and agreeing, I'll be a God in the midst. Truly, God is with us according to the scripture.
Yes.
And according to the way we live.
Yes.
Read.
But I know you.
I know you.
That ye have not the love of God in you.
What? Now, wait a minute. When we say what the scriptures say, the first thing you say, you're judging me. We're bringing you what the word is saying, what the Lord is saying.
All right.
But I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. What?
I am come in my Father's name.
What?
And ye receive me not.
Wait a minute. We come in the word of God.
God.
Revelations 19 and 13. What
mm-hmm.
does that say? We come in the Father's name.
Right.
His name is Jesus, but his name is also called the Word.
All right.
And the Word is the 10 precepts.
Yes.
We come in that and ones won't receive it.
All right.
Because they're fully set to follow the flesh
mm-hmm.
and what makes them feel good.
Right.
Revelation 19 and 13, what does it say?
And he was clothed with a vesture.
What?
Dipped in blood.
What?
And his name is called.
It don't say his name was.
Is.
His name is. It's
yes.
yet the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' name is the word.
Yes.
God's name is the word.
Yes, it is.
His name is
called
the word of
God.
Let's go back there again.
Yes.
St. John 5 and 43.
Mm-hmm.
I am come.
I am come in
my
Father's,
name. What?
And ye receive me not.
Many won't receive us because we say we're commandment keepers.
That's right.
There's no meats and drinks in the commandments.
No, that's right.
Who said you got to eat tofu? There's nothing else in the commandments.
No.
In the commandments, it don't say anything about the Sabbath starting on Friday.
No.
It says 6 days may ye labor. And
do all.
Days are a 24-hour period.
Yes.
But the Lord said there's 12 hours in the day. And he said, remember the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said, I'm Lord of the Sabbath. That's what he said.
Yes.
I believe that.
Yes.
I am come in my Father's name. What?
And ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name.
What?
Him ye will receive.
Well, that's what the first day of the week is. That doctrine is somebody else's word.
Yes.
Somebody else made that up. God didn't give us the day of rest for Sunday.
No.
St. John 1 and 14. Let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stay and honor God's word, what God is saying, and not what some preacher or the forefathers